to Apothecary After Dark.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Apothecary After Dark. We are staying true to our name and like dishing the juicy good because we really want you to know what we talk about when we lock the doors and don't let any of the customers in. I am with my partner in crime.
Hi, guys. I'm Danielle DC, and Dina and I have been lifetime friends and in business 6+ years, and we have one of our dear business partners and friends with us named Melissa, so we're happy to have her back for part two of the
podcast. If you haven't watched part one yet, pause this, go back, watch part one, and then come back for part two, because you're going to want to know like the backstory. But just in case they're impatient and they're going to watch it and listen to it in reverse, Melissa, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, sure. So my name is Melissa Ingino. I am usually behind the camera. I'm part of the podcast production team for Amityville Apothecary. I also help them out with some fun social stuff, their events. So I'm usually the person with behind the camera. So it's nice to be in front of the camera this time. But in essence, I am a clinical psychotherapist turned entrepreneur. As of now, I am the CEO and owner of Grit and Grace Design Studio, which we are a creative-based branding agency here on Long Island. But before that, I was a spiritual entrepreneur. I was known as Moonful Mama. I was the Moon Circle chick here on Long Island.
Successful.
Thank you. And that's how I came to initially meet these wonderful women, because so many of the women that would attend my Moon Circles, of course, were into astrology and the metaphysical and beautiful New Age practices.
We're going to get crystals. We're going to do all the fun stuff.
And so that's how I had initially found Amityville Apothecary, especially during COVID and your live sales. And I was always so drawn to both of them because, God, they just kept it real from the jump. They really have. And I know we're going to talk a lot about authenticity and integrity tonight. Yeah. So I was just really excited to be invited to be a guest on your podcast and talk about all the things.
Okay.
So listen, you know.
Tee it up, my friend.
Dina's going to tee it up.
You know, muzzles and zippers across the lips don't last forever.
Correct.
So, you
know. Everything comes to light.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing. This industry, this space, it's attractive because it gives people hope. It allows people to be seen. They can experiment in their spirituality in a way that seems maybe more safe because they're controlling it themselves and they're not being, you know, in this like narrow lane of dogma, maybe from like their, the religion, maybe from their birth or their childhood, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And because it's comfortable and it's freeing and it gives you so much personal empowerment, it has a dark side. And that dark side is that it attracts people that just want your money or they want their narcissistic supply.
Well, yes. From the time that Dina and I started, we started from a very authentic place because these practices we were using in our own personal lives to heal from some pretty heavy significant tower moments and significant personal changes.
Our lives fell apart.
Yeah.
And we were like, what do we do?
Yeah. At the same time. Yes. Yeah. At the same time. Yeah. And after it was a hot mess, I became sober. I became a Reiki master over a series of years, traveling 5 hours up and down every weekend to New Hampshire after finding like a very respected Reiki master. Like I didn't just take like an online course, never touching someone and say, I'm a Reiki master. I was using crystals as part of that practice. I was taking my astrology classes again, which I've always done. So like I was putting in the work for my personal use because it was helping me. And I said to Dina after her trauma and my trauma, I was like, we need to be part of the solution. We want to be part of the healing solution instead of just diving back into another job and becoming another cog in the rat race wheel. And then it's just rinse and repeat again and again and again. So Dina and I, we had people saying like, you're going to sell rocks? Are you having a midlife crisis? Is this crazy?
You're going to
leave your career? Like maybe all of the above. It could have been true.
Sure.
But you know, like Dina and I are like Laverne and Shirley or like, you know, Lucy and her best friend. Like we have different styles, but like we built it together. She appeals to some people. I appeal to somebody. We're both so different from even when like when we started.
Oh, we're
now.
So different from... Wow, yeah. The growth over the last 6 years. But I think the
it's
point
the authenticity.
It is, but it's also the point that like we never claim to have the answers. We just claim to have information that might help you in your journey.
Yes.
That we're sharing with you. Because we know that we're all sort of knocked up, bruised, and broken, right? It happens. That's life. You don't get through it like unscathed.
Right. And these things helped us. So we're like, well, we can teach people these techniques and tools.
But it wasn't to validate ourselves. Like we didn't put ourselves in these positions to validate ourselves and like start like a cult and or like quasi-religious organization, right? It's never been that.
Yeah, never been about that. Yeah.
So, but sometimes like you see people in these spaces where... Especially like they're centering themselves like in every single thing. Like I'm the coach, I'm the teacher, I'm the me. It's like I always, you know, like Ozzy Osbourne. I always go like I did it. Like they do though, they do. And for us, I feel like we're always like centering the teachers, centering the authors. You're like putting those people like learn. And again, not that they're the be-all, end-all either, but it's learning different perspectives about different practices, right?
I think it's like we jokingly say like we're spiritual connectors or spiritual pushers. So once we learn about like our staff or our business partners, we're like, we're gonna like push Should you out stage. Of the nest and like share and like highlight you and encourage you to do more. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna connect you with somebody that has the expertise. And then for our customers and audience base, we're going to expose you to all different types of practices so that you can customize your practice to best suit you. If that's delving in and learning about hoodoo or your Celtic roots or your Nordic roots, like whatever that may be. But like from the, I remember what I wanted to say earlier that I had forgotten. It's like, I can't tell you how many people have walked in, especially like when we first opened and started gaining success. And they were like, oh my God, this is exactly what I want. I want to do this. I want to do this. Yeah. And like, they think that they can just copy verbatim. And because they were so enamored by like, their perception of like the success and the sexiness of like the metaphysics and the, cause it like, especially during the pandemic, it was like very big and like hot. So there are many businesses that literally came into our store, took photos of the vendors that we had, contacted the vendors, tricked the vendors, and set up a new business in close proximity, copying the exact layout of our store and then looked at the services we provided and then copied it. So they tried to replicate our year three or four on their day one.
Yeah.
So like, you know, and that is not authentic and that's where the toxicity comes in because like apple cider vinegar is very popular right now with the spiritual.
Go watch it on Netflix. Holy cow.
It's, you know, that's the dark side of this business because people are like, oh, it's so spiritual. Oh, you're so dreamy. Oh, you, there's enough room for everyone. And I'm like, lacking authenticity and just copying someone is copyright infringement. And
but,
it's
like, but also it's about, not just getting into something for money or, again, like that narcissistic supply, like you need to have the spotlight on you. Right. So, like, what do you say about this experience?
I know you've got a lot.
Yeah.
So much to
so
say.
So much to say.
So little time. I mean, I think you nailed it. At the end of the day, if you are a true embodied spiritual leader, not just a teacher, leader, there's a certain level of course, authenticity and integrity you have, but you also have your eyes on the long vision, which is to serve people, to help people. Right. And guess who's not in the equation? You, right?
Yeah. It's not about us.
No, it's about the people. Yeah. It's always, and with both of you, it's always been about the freaking community. It's always been about the people from the jump, from before the million likes on TikTok and the hundreds and thousands of followers that you've accrued on social and, you know, the success that you found, you know, in a profitable business. Even before all that, it's always been about the people. How can we give people tools so they can what? Heal themselves, you know? There's so many stories where both of you have shared, like this person came into the shop with this ailment or this issue. And the last thing you do is upsell them something. That's the last thing you want to do. You just want to add value and help support them and be there for them. And I think there's a real problem in this industry. I mean, I came across it as well. I saw it firsthand. Like, you have to take accountability and ownership of the power that you have in rubbing elbows with people.
Especially when people are in a part of their life where they're feeling...
They're struggling.
Insecure, they're struggling.
Oh my God.
They need help. They're in, you know, not the best place. So it's very easy to manipulate somebody into spending more money. No, buy this crystal. No, get this candle. No, get the, like, because they really want to believe that if they have this thing, that everything's going to be better. And that is so... disingenuous, because we know that that's not life. We know that. But what happens when you're encountering that every day?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I saw it firsthand, people that were in spiritual leadership positions. I mean, I still see it happen now where people are taken advantage of. And there's nothing more heartbreaking than I have old, you know, people that I've known throughout the years communicate with me years later and they're like, oh my God, like this ruined my life. And it's like, oh my God, like, please, like, we have to do better.
Listen, we have a former reader that used to work for us that's still out there in the world, and they would they would scare the crap out of people. They would give people medical advice, which is like a huge no-no. They had told somebody in, like, a close family member of Danielle's to, like, leave their marriage. Like, it's a flipping tarot reading, you guys.
Right. It is. So what people need to understand is discernment has to come into play. So when you get a tarot reading, when you pull cards for yourself, when you sit with somebody and you go through a consultation of astrology or tarot or oracle or whatever it may be, it should validate something in yourself that you already know in your core. So, like, if you're having marital problems, it should validate, like, all right, maybe it's time I need to devise a plan. Nobody should ever say, you need to leave right now. Because guess what? They probably live in an empty apartment without furniture above a pizzeria. And you have to understand, like, you don't know.
You need receipts, right? Like, whether they're a tarot reader, a purporting to be a life coach. I hate the word coach. We're going to go there because this is what people say. A spiritual coach. Even I've seen spiritual business coaches. That makes me want to, like, actually wring my own neck and lay in Sunrise Highway, which, if you're not from New York, is a very busy road.
We always have choices.
Right, but you need the receipts. If somebody is saying they're giving you advice to do something in your life, have they taken that exact advice, or would they take that advice? Or if they're in business coaching, can they, do they have the cred? Do they have the knowledge? Do they have the knowledge base to impart to you? Or have they been backed by, like, a wealthy family member, but they're telling you that they manifested it because they were meditating and had citrine in the southeast corner of their home. Sure, citrine in the southeast corner of your home in feng shui is your wealth corner, and that can help increase the energy of bringing that in, but you can't do nothing. You can't just be like, I'm going to put a $300 piece of citrine in my house and expect my fucking bank to all of a sudden have money in it. Like, that's actually absurd. But, like, it's creepy when people have like they're trying to like get you to invest in them and take their courses and this and that. And they haven't done any of that themselves because maybe they've been bankrolled by somebody. And I'm all for leveraging wealthy relatives. Be honest about it.
It's okay. You need capital to start a business. You need capital to make things happen.
That's
sure.
Right. That's
sure.
A resource to tap into.
Sure.
Don't lie about it.
Or if you had a business partner and then you're having your third year anniversary and then like you just like decided to like write that person like as if they never happened, like they were a ghost. I have to tell you, she isn't a ghost because she's sitting on the podcast. Like, what the hell?
You know what it is? It's, I'm not a ghost. I'm a real person. Who knew?
You're keeping it real.
Yeah, it's but fun. You want to know what it is? It's like, because there's been conversations that I've had with people, especially when I was doing spiritual mentorship.
Yeah.
And working one-on-one and in group settings with people. And they've been burned by other healers and teachers before. And there's a certain dynamic that happens where it becomes this atmosphere and this energy of codependency, right? You never want to enter into any sort of relationship, but especially a healer, you know, like a receiver, you know, client, healer, or right, a teacher, man, student,
right.
And get into some sort of codependent dynamic, because that's when abuse can happen. Yep. That's when manipulation can happen. Yeah. And unfortunately, because the metaphysical industry is not regulated and there isn't an overarching code of ethics, unfortunately, you have to trust the practitioner to have that and to embody that. And unfortunately, time and time again, that's not so. That's not the case. So if you do enter into any sort of healing atmosphere, or whether it be group or individually, making sure there's not this culture of codependency being created and like this centering of like, I don't want to use the word guru, but this centering of this teacher. What happens is when you, as a teacher, and I was always taught this like in my priestess training, like, you have to always, you're in the role of facilitator and like kind of guiding and leading, but your feet are still on the same ground that your participants are. So you have to make sure that you're decentralizing yourself and you're creating an atmosphere of empowerment, not disempowerment, so they can make empowered decisions from that place, not codependency. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I came across that too, because I used to do astrology readings with people. And because I also, that was like my other niche that I was doing is astrology, like birth chart readings. And that was always part of my disclaimer in the beginning is like, you have free will. Okay. This is not an atmosphere and like an energy of codependency or me telling you what you have to do because this is what's fated or anything like that. No, like we're going to reveal beautiful strengths and gifts within you so you can make empowered decisions in your life, because then you're aware of, you know, these different energies that are running through you all the time. You know, so it's like, but who's responsible to create that? The practitioner, the leader, the teacher.
Nothing's going to happen. The energy can be there for the harnessing the potential, but
there has to be a level of ownership and accountability and acknowledgement. Like, hey, I'm really in this position of influence. I really am a leader in this space. I have to own that and I have to show up in that way so I can serve people from like to create empowerment, not disempowerment and codependency. Right. But unfortunately, like one last thing I'm going to say is that a lot of people that are in like the metaphysical healing teacher, like, you know, place. Unfortunately, they've rubbed elbows with a lot of unhealthy business practices, unfortunately. Yeah. And they've adopted and absorbed a lot of those practices, which are very problematic in the healing space.
Give me some.
I mean, there's a lot. It's a certain language that's used, like, you know, you have to do this, like this very, you know, black or white explanation of certain practices. Also, when a teacher is talking about themselves more than asking inquisitive questions about you and what your journey is, if they're constantly upselling or pushing another type of healing modality every single time, a certain product every single time. There's certain patterns that happen that you have to be aware of. And unfortunately, a lot of us learn the hard way.
Yeah.
You know?
Being taken advantage of.
Yeah. And I mean, we get really upset when we hear about some of these instances. So I was having a conversation with a tarot reader, and this person practices at a different store where there's multiple readers. And she said, you know, this other reader tells their clients, like, they get mad at the client and say, why did you go see that see somebody else? You should only be with, this is what happens when you speak with somebody else. And that is extraordinarily unhealthy because
so
that dynamic
is toxic and controlling.
And it's like controlling and punishing. But like the energy of these divination tools are the energy of right now. And we always have the opportunity to like consider it and make decisions upon it through our free will. Right. And when I hear about somebody that came in, a customer holding like the cheapest quality quartz with blue dye drizzled on it, she said, I gave this person $3,000 because I was told that I was hexed and like this will help take it away. It was like a knife in my heart that, that twisted because she was so sad and vulnerable and she went to somebody for help and she was preyed upon. So like these are the types of things that I want to caution people about and that we really like we don't have all of the answers and we are the first to say like hey, we don't have all of the answers. That's a good question. Let's bring in people that do know the answer or let's learn about it. Let's talk
explore
about
together.
It. And I think that's what resonates within our community because we all support each other and learn from each other. And we do share from our own experiences. Like when I was going through my corporate disaster, like burnout phase and going through a divorce, one of my early mentors was a shaman. And I was like, oh, I can't believe I'm going through this and my divorce is so painful and this and that. And she looked at me and said, Danielle, how could you possibly help another woman navigate this phase of life if you have never experienced this before? And she said, I can't help but it remind you like your soul actually decided this before you even incarnated here. And like, if you look at the bigger picture, perhaps your experience was meant to go through this so that you can help other people learn. Like, you can't speak about things or teach about things or guide people unless you have experience firsthand. And like, I would never dare to be an expert on things that I don't have knowledge about. I'd say that's really interesting. Let's learn about that.
Right.
You know, and I think too much, you were talking about like leading up to the politics and like the sky is falling Chicken Little of using these tools.
Because unfortunately, even like on social media, you see a lot of people doing, you know, predictive astrology or predictive tarot readings about, you know, the elections and just like people like doubling down on their predictions. And, you know, meanwhile, like if you're really start to get like out there in the woo-woo, like every decision like is like a split in the quantum. So there's like so many forks in reality and so many opportunities. But like even like after the election, like they were still like doubling down on their predictions. And not only like were they in spiritual psychosis, but they were like leading people into like this like mass spiritual psychosis. And it's
frenzy.
It was, you know, and it's still sort of like even happening. And that's not to say we shouldn't have awareness as to what's happening around us and we shouldn't be taking care of the people around us and we shouldn't be, you know, throwing ourselves behind the, you know, things in our lives that have meaning to us, like those values that are meaningful to us that we want to protect. Like, yes, we have to do all those things, but there are like healthy ways to do that and unhealthy ways to do that. And like whipping into people into like spiritual psychosis hysteria is like not one of them. I've like actually seen TikToks where a lady was like, I'm going to need all those astrologers to like account for this things that they said. And it's like, I get that because that's the thing. It's like, it's literally like they're like the new weathermen. Like, how much snow are we getting tomorrow? 2 inches. Or 12 feet. We don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But that's how it goes. But You know, so like Danielle said, like to always use your discernment and have common sense. Unfortunately, like when it comes to social media, which we all love, mm-hmm. the algorithm is meant to give us more of what we want to watch. And so it confirms our own biases.
Yeah. Right.
So what I see, what Melissa sees, and what mm-hmm. Danielle sees is going to be very different based upon our unique interests and our, that's why people want TikTok so bad, because they want that magic algorithm, because it is amazing. It does show you
brick by brick.
Not only what you want, what you didn't even know you wanted.
It's interest-based as opposed to people-based. Yeah, so the way that it serves the content, it serves up content on specific.
But it's like almost like Netflix-y, how it used to be. Yeah. Like if you like this show, you'll like this show. Yes. Like it does that with content. It's amazing, but you know... just be careful, you guys. Be careful. I'm getting the death stare from our, you know, producer, because we're going over time. So
be careful. And remember, at the end of the day, stay in your authenticity and integrity lane. And you'll always be served well and serve others well that way.
And ask for the receipts. If anybody's trying to sell you something, get the receipts.
Always ask for receipts.
And trust your gut. If it doesn't feel right,
it ain't right.
Those are the red flags that are saying, alert, alert, alert. Like, trust yourself. Don't have those experiences like, oh, I should have listened to my gut.
Yes.
All right, we're going to pull a card for the energy for the next 2 weeks until you get our next episode. We obviously...
We could just do this all the time.
If you guys need a marketing brand agency, Melissa is
Reach out.
Exactly. So...
Gritty Grace. G&G.
Exactly. guys, we always love talking with you. If there are themes that you want to hear about, please let us know, because we're always open to like new topics of discussion, and we're not afraid of like digging in. So we're going to pull some cards. Let me just shuffle one more time to see what the energy is. I'm pulling from the Cosmic Wisdom Tarot deck by my friend Ethany. Oh, the dreaded Nine of Swords. So that is a woman... sitting up in her bed, her little animal's there. It's the middle of the night. There's swords coming down. So she's having nightmares and anxiety and cannot sleep. And she's just, it's all in her head. It's all imagined. Like, just keep it in the now and use body scans and, like, what is in your control? And just let the rest, like, try to keep it in check, okay? Go on.
Awesome. I got, and I'm pulling from the Moonology deck, I got New Moon in Pisces, meditate and contemplate. So I love Pisces. It's like Pisces medicine to me, or Piscean energy to me, is very much this beautiful water, like imaginative, going with the flow sign. I love this card because it's an invitation to... make space. It's an invitation for you to turn inward, to contemplate. It's a new moon. It's not a time of doing. It's a time of visioning and contemplating into what you're looking to manifest in your life.
So I'm going to piggyback on your new moon in Pisces and planning and contemplating, because I got the Queen of Wands, but because I'm using the mood deck and it's all tarot memes, which by the way, we have signed copies in our store. This one is the Queen Bish of Dick Sticks. And it says, okay, Karen, put away the label maker. So the Queen of Wands is the most sexual and creative of all the queens of the minor arcana of the suits, right? She is creative. She is sexual. She is not labeling everything. Like, that's why she's saying, Karen, put away the fucking like label maker. We're not like so exact. Like, go with the flow. Have some adventure. Mm. Have fun. Try a different sexual position this week. Like, get a little saucy, okay? Like, really lean into it. No, seriously. Like, that's the energy. Like, own your creative side. Own your passionate side. Yep. Like, the worst is behind you. Dream.
And have fun.
Don't
have
worry. Fun. Don't maybe worry
little,
so much.
Maybe a little self-pleasure. So I didn't say that, but I
don't
did.
Don't worry so much.
You guys, thank you so much for joining us. You can find us across all the socials at Amityville Apothecary. If you like what you've heard here, or if like you don't like it, either way, it helps us. Leave us a comment. Tell us what you want to hear. Please subscribe, because subscribing is caring, and sharing is caring even more. Tell your friends about it.
Exactly. Guys, we enjoy spending time with you. Come see us at the shop. Visit us online, all the socials. Thanks for spending time with us, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to us today. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, so be sure to come back for the next episode.
And make sure to follow us on social media. It's the fastest way you can get in touch with us at Amityville Apothecary, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And of course, like, subscribe to this podcast. We are eternally grateful for your support.